this week on The Nervous Record.
The thing that's ridiculous about it is how many people did not even bat an eye. Like, just continued on their cell phones. You just saw a bird kamikaze into a girl's head.
I'm Amanda Sox, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
This is the customer survey.
You found it.
I did, and I found his card, too.
Great. Leah has to send in a customer service.
Because a guy found my wallet at JFK Airport 9 months ago. An employee found out my phone number by calling AAA, because I had a AAA card in my wallet, and saying, "Hi, I'm Assad. Assam? Asim.
Damn it.
Hi, I'm Asim, and I work for this travel retailer at the JFK International Airport Terminal 5. This girl has left her wallet. I need to find out how to get in touch with her." Apparently, all you need to do to get somebody's number is call AAA, because they just gave it right to him.
Wow.
And I'm getting this, my phone's ringing, and it's saying Jamaica, New York on it. And I'm like, fuck, I don't know that number. Voicemail. They're calling again? I don't know that number. Voicemail? Like, I'm not answering the phone. Third time call, voicemail picks up. And I'm like, okay. "Hi, Leah, this is Asim." That's probably not how he started it out, but he was like, "Ma'am.
It's your friend Asim."
It's your friend Asim. And it seems that you...
Yikes.
Left your wallet. This had my bank card in it. This had my cash in it.
Mm-hmm.
This had all the things you're not supposed to put together in one localized item that you just carry around with you. Yeah. I was buying gummy bears and I left it on the countertop. Oh, remind me as soon as I'm done telling, I don't know which story it is I am telling, but to tell you about my gummy bear. I may have told you this the other day about what the doctor said.
Oh, that sugar is bad?
No.
Oh, gelatin.
Every doctor says that. But because of the fact I'm in medical menopause, my body is depleted of collagen. Collagen, I don't really know much about collagen other than that's the kind of thing that I feel like, you know, you see Jane Seymour talking about on the television commercials for L'Oreal, you know? Like, it's something with collagen. But apparently gelatin has collagen in it. So I'm literally, when I'm eating all these gummy bears, I'm trying to replenish something that is depleted within my body. Also, my body just runs on corn syrup.
That, too.
So I got to replenish that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Asim, I went back and I got my wallet. I wanted to give him money, which I don't know what the amount of money is that you give somebody.
And it's not a bribe. Like, he was going to give it to you.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, I felt so bad because, like, I had to call him, like, 4 different times to ask him to repeat the directions to where he was, because he had a super thick accent.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody says something to me and I don't understand it, a lot of times I just go, okay. And I don't, and then I'm like, I have no idea what that person just said to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, this guy was giving me directions to where he was in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the airport tram that goes to every terminal and out of New York City, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And so he tells me where he is. I'm like, okay, no, great, yeah. Got it. Because my instinct is get the fuck off the telephone. This doesn't feel good to be on the telephone with somebody. And you don't understand this person. And this doesn't feel good. But then I don't know where I am. I had to call him like 3 times and get him to repeat the same directions to me over and over again. So I was super humiliated by the time, because I'm already like, I'm a basket case. I have another great JFK story, but...
But it's about John F. Kennedy. Don't we all?
And I have this laugh lately that sounds like a pterodactyl.
That's how I laugh all the time. It's
fine. Or like sneakers on a gym floor.
Ooh, cool.
Oh, yeah. And So, yeah, I wanted to give him money. And he was like, no, no, no. But here's this customer survey. Would you leave me some good feedback? And I was like, of course I will.
Yeah, this is like, it's going to fall apart before it's mailed to him. I can see through it, Leah.
It looks like the fucking Dead Sea Scrolls, doesn't it? But here's the address and stuff. Like, if you would send in a feedback, positive feedback. And I was like, of course I will, Asim. And I will. That's a promise. That's a covenant I made with him, with myself, and with you.
I don't see his name anywhere.
It's because I had... Oh, his so business the thing card. Is, he gave me this form, and he gave me his business card.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, these two things have been apart for pretty much the majority of the year. And I've always either had one or had the other. And it was really... I didn't need his business card. I had the form, but I couldn't remember if his name was Assad or... Nadir, and I was like, I'm going to write the wrong name down. I better wait until I have the business card.
And then you find the business card, and you don't and know where I couldn't the remember comment where I, form is.
Where the comment form is. So, I have them both here. He's just not going to see it coming.
Yeah.
I didn't forget you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Asim, I've been literally thinking about you so much this year. Like, I'm definitely thinking about you way more than you're thinking.
Then it's going to turn into, like, Love Actually. He's going to show up at your door.
He's just going to call AAA, and they're going to be like, yes. Here's where she lives. Here's her social.
How romantic.
The other time that I went to JFK, this is so funny. When I flew into JFK, this was a year prior. Didn't lose my wallet, but a pigeon flew into my head.
Thought you were going to say mouth. Head is... Not better, no. But...
There's a scar. I mean, literally, a pigeon flew into my head. It caused an injury. And the thing that's ridiculous about it is how many people did not even bat an eye. Like, just continued on their cell phones. You just saw a bird kamikaze into a girl's head.
I would be laughing so hard.
I was fine, but the thing that was funny, I had said something earlier in the day about how I was getting a big head because I had been writing, Yoga International had been publishing like a ton of my stuff. And I'm not a writer and I don't do yoga. So, super qualified.
You just like, what is that called? Like you suck them dry. You suck off the teat. Of the yoga empire.
Yep, I suck off the teat of the yoga empire. That was beautiful.
I know there's different kinds of yoga. What is Kundalini? I think it's something to do with yoga, and then, like...
It's kind of a spiral pasta.
A spiral pasta Kundalini? Well, I know there's, like, rocks for Kundalini spots. Chakra stones.
Yeah, I don't think they're called Kundalini spots. So, I worked at a yoga... retreat
in is why you were in Costa Rica.
Yes, so I worked at a yoga retreat, and it's weird that I did because I don't do yoga, but I do retreat.
That's true. You retreat
things. It's just sort of like stumbled into this opportunity in Costa Rica. So the other volunteers that were with me, mm-hmm. they all were, you know, like hippy dippy, kind of tree huggy, granola y. Space agey.
My favorite side note, my favorite aisle of the grocery store is new age beverages. Which always has Snapple. Or like Arizona iced tea. And I'm like, okay. Yeah,
well, have you, I mean, there's vibrations in Arizona.
Vortexes.
There's vortexes. That's where the vortex is. You know,
that's what Sedona. Stirs the tea.
That's
the vortex.
So at this yoga thing, I went, and the rest of the volunteers, yeah, they all did like Reiki. Do you know this Reiki thing?
I've never had it done. I'm very interested.
It's where...
They, like, rake all the bad spirits out of your body, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They get one of those little wooden back scratchers that you can get at the 5 and 9 store. and run Tonka trucks up and down. We should get sponsored by Wilson's Five and Dime store.
I went. Have you ever been to the Dollar Tree? Of course, I've been to the Dollar Tree.
Everything is a dollar.
Who do you think I am?
I've never been to the Dollar Tree before. Right. I went to the Dollar Tree for the first time this week.
In your life?
I've been to the Family Dollar
you
before.
You rich, privileged bitch.
Everything was a dollar, but I thought it was funny. They still had price labels on everything. But they were all a dollar. But yeah, first time to the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
Oh, and I got a foam football.
Why?
Because Nate said, you need a football at your house. It's one of those things where it's like, it's just a dollar, so I'm going to get all this shit that I don't need.
And then you spend $50 on shit.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then you end up with it all around, and then you are taking it to Goodwill. Mm-hmm. A couple months later. Did I ever tell you about my grandmother's and Goodwill? My mm-hmm. grandma? It's mm-hmm. my grandma Joyce, the one that's insane.
Uh-huh.
It's all in the family. she
that's
shopped...
so true. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that.
No, but isn't it, though? She usually shops for people's, our presents at Goodwill. Aww. She, you know, one year got Maggie a bag of jumbo peanuts for Christmas. Like, and I don't know if it's, like, meant to be funny or actually oblivious.
I don't know what the joke would be.
No obvious joke. But then peanuts. She'll give me heirloom china that's, like, from the 1920s because I'm her obvious favorite and she will tell everybody so. Because my sister has never been told no in her life.
Mm.
And my grandmother thinks that I have been through so much that I'm more of a...
fighter.
I'm more of a fighter. So, you know, what better for a fighter to have than piles of china? To remind me that I have nobody to invite over to host, to have dine and use the china. But, I mean, it's just, like, so absurd. But she a lot of times will shop at Goodwill for gifts. But one time she bought some shoes at Goodwill and she got home and she found her own name written inside the shoes.
No.
She bought shoes that she had already donated to Goodwill.
That is amazing. You gave me a bunch of shoes, and I have no idea where they are.
It makes me so happy that you wear the sweater that I gave you all the time.
Like, every day.
My mom gave me that when I lived in Canada, and mm-hmm. that was probably, like, a $500 sweater, just knowing my mom.
Are you serious? Well, it feels like $500. It makes me feel like $500, not a million. It's a solid 500.
One time when we were in high school, I was totally making up this lie. I was trying to impress somebody when I was waitressing that I got a $500 tip.
Wait, when you were in high school?
Yes.
You were trying to make somebody believe that you were a waitress?
I was a waitress for like 5 minutes. Remember? And then I made up the disease to get out of it.
No.
Backing up to my tip. So I was waitressing at Brick Street. And I wanted to impress somebody and said I got a $500 tip. And I say, yep, they just left me a $500 bill.
Which is probably why we were friends in high school, because I would have been like, wow. Never seen a $500 bill before. That's a lot of money.
It was really special. I hated waitressing there because when I went into the wine room one day, like the wine closet, mm-hmm. I found two of the other waiters doing cocaine together.
Aww.
And I was like, and I was so much younger than everybody else and I didn't like it and I wanted to quit so badly. But, like, I didn't want to do the thing where I gave them 2 weeks and then had to have, like, 2 awkward weeks of working there.
Yeah.
Which I don't think that in the restaurant industry that's even expected of you. Like, I think you're just allowed to, you're supposed to just be able to be, like, a dick if you want to be, like, in the waiting service
sure.
industry. But I was, like, I couldn't deal with, like, the idea of, like, disappointing anybody. And so I told them I had an incurable disease and I needed to leave later that day. Then,
no.
A couple weeks later, Grandma, Joyce, went to eat at the restaurant,
uh-huh.
and they were like, how is Leah doing?
Oh, no.
And she was like, what are you talking about? And so it was a couple of things. First of all, like, she gave me up. Like, they knew that I wasn't sick. But then also she calls my mom and she's panicking because she's hearing from her waitress over there, her plate of chicken salad and grapes. Like, is Leo okay? I think I said I had some kind of incurable, like, stomach disease. It was called bulimia, but...
So you're not
cutting that out of there.
Incurable asshole disease.
Before I went to Costa Rica, I had to get rid of pretty much everything that I owned to afford the plane ticket, but also was just trying to do this big life purge, and that included, like, even a lot of my clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And Christy, we go to this play, and Christy's wearing this black skirt, and it was, like, kind of knee-length and lace, and it was just, like, the exact kind of skirt that I had been looking for. And so we're walking out of the theater, and I was like, God, your skirt is so cute. Where did you get that? And she was like, it was yours from before your trip. And I felt so awkward because it was just like, oh, really? Get out of here. It's so cute. Like, I'm not asking for it back. Mm-hmm. And I genuinely did not realize that that was a skirt that I had owned in my previous life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt so strange.
The other day, I was looking around for that pile of shoes. I have no idea where they are. I probably already sent them to Goodwill.
I'm probably going to end up with them from Goodwill.
Well, you don't want those boots anyway. They had too much negative juju.
Which boots were they again? Were they brown leather?
They're the tall ones that you said.
Oh, yes. I was told my calves look fat in them.
Yeah, so you don't need those in your life.
Did I give you wedges, too? I was told that my legs look fat in wedges as well.
I don't remember.
I just need different legs, I think, is the answer.
That's the easy answer. I mean,
it sounds like... Anyways, Kundalini. The other volunteers, they... Knowing that I was going...
This is at the... At
the yoga retreat.
Okay.
Knowing that I was going through this, like, crisis of self, having to do a lot of it surrounding my now ex-husband having left me, and he'd had an affair... And I had gained a lot of weight and was really heartbroken and just not in a good place. They were like, we're not going to let you do Kundalini. So apparently Kundalini has to do with this inner force that starts, I guess, in your... I'm fucking
butt.
This up.
In
basically
your
in your butt. Yeah, your root chakra. Mm-hmm. I think that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes up through your body, through all of the chakras. And I think that it's, I envision it as like a woman, kind of a female kind of snake. Or as some kind, like a demon spirit. Not a demon spirit, but a benevolent spirit that seems female to me for some reason.
But you have nothing to base that on?
No.
Okay.
The spirit energy, maybe you could think of it as like an orb of light or something, but in my mind it's like, you know, she's kind of an exotic Italian woman that's coming up through the body and then goes up out of the top of your head into the multiverse. And but
Ciao Bella.
But apparently it's just so intense and powerful that they were like,
"You can't.
She's gonna.
This.
You can't handle.
You're not
this.
Ready for this jelly.
I'm not ready for the gelato. That's the dumbest thing I've ever said. I do want to look up actually what Kundalini is.
There's nothing to do with Italy.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't. Kundalini is a form of primal energy. Maybe that's the word I was kind of looking for. It's something that's like...
Sure, like Italian woman demon spirit.
I mean, that all sounds
primal
very...
Energy,
I imagine
same diff.
Italian women as being the most primal
Wait, hold on. First you said, hold on, snake. And then you said demon spirit. No, Italian woman. Benevolent spirit.
The figure of a coiled female serpent. There you go. A serpent goddess, which is to be thought of as residing in a torpid, slumbering state near the base of the spine. The aim of the yoga is to rouse this serpent, lift her head, and bring her up. She, rising from the lowest to the highest lotus center, will pass through and wake the five between, and the psychology and personality of the practitioner will be altogether and fundamentally transformed. So basically, that's exactly what I said. Demon, snake, Italian demon, snake spirit.
There's nothing Italian that about
comes up. One of the things that the volunteers talked a lot about was the chakras.
Like, there's sexy chakras, right?
Yeah, well, there's like, I think the base, the bottom one that's in your bottom, the Muladhara, I think.
Oh.
So it's...
That's the one that... It has to do with queefing during inversions, right? I just said all of your least favorite words.
The Costa Rica kids, they were trying, they really wanted me to have a little bit more fire and wanted me to feel like I was a desirable creature again, or that would be an element of my life that I could enjoy. I've never had like a huge sexual appetite, and I attribute that, I think, to low self-esteem my whole life and like lack of confidence, but also just general matronly sort of disposition. There were just always other better things to do and think about.
Yeah.
But they were like, no, there aren't better things to do and think about. You just need to, we need to get you woke.
Sexed up.
That's not how woke goes, right? That's
not one. I'm gonna sex you up. Is that, what, did it turn in, did it turn into, yeah, it is. Did it turn into a montage with that song? When they like coached you on getting sexy?
I'm
gonna sex you up.
So my sexy coaching, they wanted me to, you know, meditate and think about the color red or put a lot of red in my room. And they had all these red crystals and stuff like that they'd have around me. And when I got back from Costa Rica, I met a guy and I kind of started to have a crush on him. And I was like, okay, I better get myself sexy. What am I gonna do? I need red. And I remember I had like a red rental car for some reason. I somebody had wrecked into me and into my other car, and I had a red rental car, and I would go and I would just sit in it for like hours
just to try and attract
the red energy. And I wrote with a red pen. I got like a little red doormat. But I mean, there was one point when I was going every night to you know, for an hour or so, sit in this car, and just thinking later, like, especially now that I am somebody who like has a pretty healthy sex life, or as my boyfriend might say and said the other day, the best sex life of anybody that he knows. He didn't say that about me. He said that about himself.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, that I was like, I know what I'll do. I'll go sit in a rental car. And that'll make me sexy.
Foolproof. Foolproof plan.
Yeah, but the Kundalini stuff is pretty intense, so I...
But sitting in your rental car... Did a cute guy just show up and try to get in the car and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought this was my car. And then you lock eyes.
No, because I didn't drive around in the car. Everything slows down.
No, it was parked and he thought that it was his car. He was getting in it.
In front of my house?
And then I'm trying to write a meet cute based on a red rental car.
That sounds like he's a hooker.
Okay.
Knocking on the window of the car.
No, he wouldn't be knocking. He would have climbed in thinking it was his car and then be like, oh, someone's here. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was my car.
Somebody climbs into the car while I'm sitting in the car and I don't know them. I feel like it's not going to end with, I mean, I don't know. Maybe. Who knows what my, whatever my Muladhara is doing that day.
Muladhara? Is that what it's called?
I think that's...
I'm gonna sex you up.
Next time on The Nervous Record.
The name on his birth certificate for his father is his father. Mm-hmm. For his mother, it's his aunt.
Ooh.
Yeah. And,
this is getting juicy.
Yeah. And, like, when she started to do this family research, he was still alive. And he was like, be careful. Like, there's, you know, like, I don't know. There's snakes in them water. I don't know. I don't know what he said.
So if you want to go to patreon.com and become one of our patrons.
Yeah, you can find us there at patreon.com/thenervousrecord.
Subscribe to us and you can give in increments as small as $1 a month. And our subscribers will have access to special perks like exclusive content.
That's true. That's not like naked stuff though.
It might be.
What?
Let's not
for $500 a month.
Let's not take it off the table.
All right. Please. Promising a lot.